I am wisest when I am challenged most, and listen for the answer which never fails me. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, bringing you instant inspiration. I am wisest when I am challenged most, and listen within for the answer which never fails me. Most people think they are wisest when they can open a book and find the information they want, when they can go to any source that might have information for them and it informs them of what it is they want to talk about or share. And of course, that is a wisdom too. But the greatest wisdom is the wisdom that comes from when we listen within ourselves to the divine within us, giving us the correct answer at all times. Now, on that, I'll take a drink here. Think about it. I have told, well, first I'll tell it on myself. My dad always said to those kids, those five kids, go in the garage and bring me a hammer. Go in the garage, bring me a screwdriver. Go in the garage and bring me a pliers. And we said, where is it? You know, it's in the toolbox, right on top of the workbench, you know. And so we'd go in there, 5, 8, 10, 12 years old, and we'd look high and low, and we could not find the screwdriver, for instance. And he'd say, well, it's right on top of the workbench, right out there in front. So we'd go back and look, and we didn't see it. We go once more. He'd say, now, if I have to come out there and show you where it is, you're going to be tanned. I'm going to give you a spanking. We were motivated then. So we went back out there. There it was. He would have gone out there in between time, and he put that screwdriver right down in front of the middle of the bench that we should have seen right away. But we didn't see it. You know, we didn't see it because we were not one-pointed. We were not concentrated. We did not pay attention. Pop says, go get this, and then we go out there. What did he say we're supposed to get? You know, 10 feet away from him, and we forget what we're supposed to go and do. That's never happened to anybody else, I know. But we just don't pay attention. And this is the way it is with life. And I have said to Ellen many times, Ellen, please go do this and pick this thing up and do this. And she comes back later and in total bliss, not realizing that I'm waiting, and she comes in, well, now, let's have a cup of coffee. Let's do this. I said, Ellen, I asked you to pick up the, say, for instance, the screwdriver. And where is it? Oh, yeah, I guess you did ask me. I'm sorry. I forgot all about it. You know, like 2 minutes before. Forgot all about it. This is what we do, isn't it? We forget all about it. Our mind is on 100,000 things, and we're thinking about all these other things instead of being one-pointed on whatever it is we're doing. Now, I'm wisest when I'm challenged most and listen within for the answer that never fails. If you want to have the answer that never fails, then listen within. But you're not going to listen within as you listen without. Because as you listen without, you listen with only a half an ear, or if not even that much. And you don't pay attention. The reason we don't pay attention is we're distracted by so many things that are going on. You know? You can be watching a television show, and your parent might say, go get a glass of water for me, will you please, sweetheart? And so you get up from the television, your head is still turning toward the television as you're walking to the kitchen, at least you're aiming to the right room, and you go in the kitchen and you say, what was I supposed to get? You hadn't paid any attention at all. Mm-hmm. So you see a plate of cookies there, and you bring them in, and your mother says, I didn't ask you to bring a plate of cookies here. I want a glass of water. Oh, yeah. And so, again, your head is twisted toward the TV, and you go back in the kitchen. What did she want? And you can do that many times if your mother lets you get away with it. But it's a matter of concentration. It's a matter of concentration. Why do people tie a string around their finger, you know, to remember something? Well, now, what are you supposed to remember? Now, what if you have three or four things to remember and you got three or four strings around your fingers? Which one is going to be which, you know? Like our friend who is 89 years old, and her name is Loretta. And so I just think of her as Loretta Young. Well, now, she's 89, and Loretta Young, how interesting the word goes along with it. But otherwise, I would think of Laura, Lorena, Lorlita, you know, and you want to make confusion out of it. But you make simplicity out of it, like Loretta Young. But now, I shouldn't have to even do that. None of us should have to make comparisons, to make statements, to remember things. What we want to do, and I say here, I'm wisest when I'm challenged most and listen within for the answer, which never fails me. Why would the answer fail you if you listened within? Because you'd be just like your father's child sent out to get the screwdriver. You'd forget what you're going after on your way in. You sit in meditation and you forget what you're meditating about. You forget what you're introspecting about. And so many people, they say to me about introspection and meditation, well, what should I meditate about? You must ask me what you should meditate about. I mean, you surely are alive and you surely have many wonderful things going on in your mind, you know, probably where your mind is. I just sit down. But the thing is, stop and think. Now hindsight, I saw that flicker. Now stop and think. Think what this means. We have never taught ourselves how to listen within. We've never taught ourselves how to be serious about it. Now really be serious about it. Now, if your father says, go pick up the screwdriver, and you are a dutiful child, I don't mean beautiful, dutiful, you say, which one, Dad? You want the big one, the middle one, or the small one? You know, right away. You're planting seeds in your mind about the screwdriver you're going to get. And your dad thinks to himself, I really got a live one here, a good one, you know. And then your father says, bring the middle size and the large. I don't need the small, but the middle size and the large. So you go out there. Your mind is fresh and ready. And the kids say, come on, play some ball. Just a minute, I got to get my dad something. And you go out there in the garage. And you go in the screwdriver. You go into the workbench, the toolbox, and you can't find it. So you start dumping the stuff out of the toolbox until you find it. And then you find out that it was lying on the bench all along, and that your dad had already taken it out and was using it. So you bring it in, leaving the bench a mess out there. And you bring it to your dad and say, here you are. And he says, all right, son, now go back and clean up the workbench. What do you mean? Well, I know that you dumped everything out of the toolbox before you realized that the screwdrivers were already laying on the workbench. How did you know that? You know, I was a kid once myself. I've done silly things too, and I know the mind and how it thinks about these things. But Dad, I want to play ball with the guys. Well, if you are orderly, if you do things in a proper way, there's always a lot of time to play ball with the guys, and you can have a good time. So now, stop and think. Stop and think. How do you treat yourself? How do you teach yourself and treat yourself how to introspect, how to listen within, how to turn within and get the answer you want when you want it? Now, one of the best ways to do that is just to be still. Don't get everything out of your mind. You can't do it anyhow. Don't think of nothing, because that's an impossibility. Just start thinking about what it is you'd like to think about. So, you're going to write a poem. And you're going to write a poem for your special friend, girlfriend or boyfriend. And you're going to write this poem, and it's going to just let your heart run free. And you think, now, how can I write this poem so it really is me? And I don't say something I don't want to say, but I do say everything I do want to say. How do I do it? I say, I now know how to write this poem that is going to express me. I now know, it's not very important, is it? Ooh, but it is. I now know how to write this poem that expresses me. It's my challenge and it's my joy. So, you think about it. Then you sort of let your mind go. You let your thought go into the poem idea or whatever it is you're working on. And as you let your mind go into the poem idea, you stop worrying how to do it. You stop thinking, how are you going to do it? You let divine right action take place. You let yourself flow. Then all of a sudden, you're not even thinking about it. You might even be thinking of not writing the poem. And bing! thought comes to your mind. You are like a teddy bear. Hey, that's neat. I'll write my boyfriend and tell him he is like a teddy bear. And so this girl has all these ideas of teddy bears and snuggling and the teddy bear, remember, does not demand anything. The teddy bear does not want anything. The teddy bear is just there to be loved, to be snuggled, and to feel good. The teddy bear is just always honest and pure and wholesome. The teddy bear doesn't have any bad thoughts or any good thoughts. It just is. And so when you write about a teddy bear and you'd say that your beloved friend is like a teddy bear, you're saying some pretty wonderful stuff. Now, think about that. When you start letting yourself go, the ideas come. The ideas flow. The wisdom comes right into your mind. It's always been there, but you hadn't aimed it in that particular direction. So now as you aim it in that direction, then you find that you're wisest when you're challenged most. And the answer from within comes to you. It never fails. It just flows right to you. Are you open and receptive to that? Are you open and receptive to that? Now Heinz says, well, I got a problem. I got to think through this problem. This problem is something that, you know, is real tough. I've thought about it many, many times, and I have not come up with the right solution. And then Heinz is sitting here in the Paradise Garden of God Unlimited University of Healing here, and he's sitting there, and he's saying, I know the solution. I know it. And then all of a sudden, pop, right into his mind comes the answer. And the answer is exactly what he was looking for. He didn't know he was looking for it, or else he would have found it. But he allowed himself to be open, without judgment, and the answer came. And so, what did he do? Just in silly illustration, you're all familiar with acupressure and acupuncture. In acupuncture, they stick a needle in your toe to stop your toothache. How about that? Now, who in their right mind would ever think of putting a needle in your toe to stop your toothache? Well, the acupuncturists. Over 5,000 years they've been working on it. All right, now they do many other things. They do many other things of using their needles, because the system of your body that reports all this information, it works in a strange, wonderful way. The meridians of your body are hard to understand, but you can understand them. The doctors in China understand them, and they have no school except their own teacher, and they have no understanding except their own practice, and they listen within. They truly listen within to get the answers. Now, their answers are all foolish. Their answers are all garbage and gibberish. Don't mean a thing at all. Or does it? Does it fulfill whatever they're doing with their patients? It surely does. Does it fulfill whatever they're doing with us? We wouldn't go to them if we didn't believe that possibility were there. So, I'm wisest when I'm challenged most and listen within for the answer, which never fails me. Are you teaching yourself to listen within? Are you teaching yourself not to prejudge what the divine is going to reveal to you? That's a hard thing to do. Are you going to the workbench and picking up the screwdriver that your father sent you to get, one-pointedly, going out there and going right to it and bringing it in? And Papa says, good girl, good girl. Or are you going out there with your mind untrained, untempered, undirected, and then you say, what did I come out here to do? As you well know, you oftentimes get up from your chair to go get a drink of water, but you think of something else in between the time. By the time you get to the sink, you haven't the vaguest idea what you're going to get. And it's not because you're stupid. It's because you are not one-pointed. Now, if it's important enough to get up and get the glass of water, it's important enough to keep that foremost in your mind. If it's important for us to listen to the divine within, it's important for us to listen and hear and not be like the fellow. Remember? He was crossing the street and he said to God and him, boy, I'd like to kiss that girl. And God says, go right ahead. And he ran over and kissed the girl. And the girl clobbered him and sent him sailing across the street. And he says to God, God, you told me I could kiss her. You just didn't listen to everything I said. I said, yes, you can kiss her, but she'll clobber you and you'll fly across the street. You didn't stay and wait and listen. You jumped the gun. And we all do this. We can stay and wait and listen. And when we listen, the music we hear will be outstanding. Now you have a lovely day and do wonderful things. And know that I'm with you always as you are accomplishing the dreams of your heart. I love you. I love you. I love you.